Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes. This is comedian Organic OK, and the show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. I'd like to thank everybody that is investing into their health of organic. You know, this is a compost that don't waste the errors that you think you made. This is a compost within your life where it sees the nutrition in your roots so you can be the best you can be. And that's why it's organic. I'd like to thank my guest. I got a co-guest on this show, and she's been organically coming back for the show. And I'd like to say to my guest, Tina, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Tina. Thank you, Organic, for inviting me back to the show. I'm just glad I'm here with you.
Well, we appreciate it. On this journey, we touching multiple things today. In this show, we're reflecting so many different things today. One of the things I want to address to those out there, don't think everybody that look to be invested in you with passion is investing to destroy your passion. Yes, there's some people that have more passion behind you than you do. Don't think that's a bad thing. Don't think, hey, I got to be jealous because somebody got more passion about me than I do. No, that's not a bad thing, because that is a space where people gossip about you, where you want to be gossip about. You're looking at people gossip about the greatest things in you there with your eyes all bugging. You know, I've never seen somebody hate on themselves so bad like that. You should be looking at all the gratitude that come forth your way, because it could be on the other side that's being taken away from you, and you begin drained. In this capacity, we have to take the time to invest. As people take the time to invest to destroy you, think about all the time people are taking to invest into you. You take that same effort that people would waste to see all the things out of you, but pit into you and see how many other people would actually see their self being reflected. The conversation is bring a healthy thought. We spend too many times by ourselves and not having the correct balance that we need to have. You know, it's so many people that's been left alone to destroy themselves and came to find out they're more in tune with themselves than ever before. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to talk to Tina and ask Tina a few things regards to how she feel about these topics that I'm going to go through. And then as I reflect through Tina, then I'm going to go back and discuss more topics. Okay, Tina, in your life, can you ever imagine a time where people reflected you in the highest regards of being important and being a daily conversation in their spirit?
Oh, that's a really tough question, you know, because like what you were saying when you were talking about people not accepting the good in them, you know, and they're tearing themselves down, you know, things like that. And, you know, I think when a person embraces, you know, a learning in life, then you never feel like you're not enough. You know, you never feel like you're not enough because either you know it or you don't, right? And so you're just embracing that space, you know, and not really, you know, building on what other people think about you. You know, we shouldn't build on that. That shouldn't be what, you know, gives us a solid foundation. You know, that shouldn't affect us. You know, that shouldn't really affect what we do in life, what people think of us, you know, because if we think highly of ourselves, you know, if I think highly of myself, even if you don't, somebody will, you know, somebody will, because they'll see the confidence, you know, they'll see, you, they'll see that you're human, you know, that you're not perfect, because, you know, we're not perfect, you know, and just, you know, settle within that, you know, that, you know, I'm not perfect, but I'm enough, you know. I'm good when I'm good, and when I'm not, you know, that's a learning experience, you know.
I understand. I had this conversation with someone, it was actually yesterday, and this lady was saying that how she had a mask on her face, and this gentleman just went out his way, talked to her, and she said, what about my face? My face is covered up. How can you see how I look? I can have an ugly face. And she said all he was looking at was my chest and my backside. How could that justify a person that liked me? And I asked her this question. I said, how did you view your point yourself in the point that you made? Because she said to me it was a time where she didn't think she looked too good. And she didn't think she looked it good. Now she's caught up in the same kind of addiction that she's not recognized she have, because she have chest and she have rear end. Before she had that, she didn't recognize herself being that way. She didn't even like herself. So she is, you know, pretty, you know, coming in her own victimizing herself. She's the first person to victimize herself. And now she's getting mad at other people following behind her within what she's doing. And I said, but if you think about this, I said, what's the first thing a person gets to see when they see you out the gate, if that's the first thing that they see? If the first thing a person's seeing is your chest and your backside, what person that you run into is not going to see that, and you're going to not see them looking at that and held them hostage to what you view? What person is not going to be seen that way?
That's so funny. It's so funny because, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about, you know, how when a person is like built, you know, you're describing a woman who has some assets, you know, usually, you know, she's not thinking that anybody else is thinking anything about that. You know what I'm saying? But when they are, you know, usually it has like this sexual overtone, you know. And I mean, you know, some people, everybody don't light up a room. Everybody does not light up a room when they walk into the room. And that's kind of, you know, it's like a reality, you know. Everybody doesn't light up a room. But that shouldn't stop you from trying to be the best you can be to satisfy the greatness within you. That shouldn't stop you, you know. That should not stop you, what other people think, you know, what other people think.
And I see she was, in a sense, she was a hostage to anybody that was coming from a good place just saying something to her. She was, in a sense, saying, yeah, I didn't used to look good, so now I'm going to pit people in awkward experiences with me because now I, you know I look good. I know I'm important. I know these things, you know. And I said, what happens when you get out of the little capacity of what you're thinking into the big capacity of how you see people, personality is very beautiful, and then see them be more spotlight than you are with what you got, and them being that nice and still got more than you have? What happens if you went to a person that got more in all the directions, got more body, got more personality, more friendlier? What you going to do with that person?
Just let them be. Just let them be, you know. Let them be and not judge yourself by that person. You know, just let them be them, you know, because what is really funny, okay, about this pandemic, well, not funny. I don't want to make light of it. But what a lot of people are realizing during this pandemic is that all of that was just their facade. You know, all of that doesn't matter. You know, all that is not as important now as it was when, you know, we could get out of the house and show that off. You know what I'm saying? Now it's that, it's raw. It's the raw you. You know, you don't have your people there to make you up and, you know, pick out your clothes and, you know, things like that. Now it's kind of like it's all on you. So it's always going to come back to us. You know?
Now look at this. Look at this. You have a person that go to the store, look in the mirror,
look
at the mannequin, ask the person that works at the store how it is look on them. Go home and have other people look at the outfit and ask how they look at it. Then maybe do FaceTime and show people how they look in the outfit that they tried on. Then they go outside, and then people really be into the investment that they put in the effort and showing it really pays off to put the universe in the center of scooping dessert that you actually presented people. People really show themselves.
They really do. They, you know, and that, and I ain't going to knock it. You know, I'm not going to knock it, you know. But if that's behind all of that, you know, there's a person inside that's not really secure within themselves, then that's something that they're going to have to eventually come to grips with. If all of that, you know, because you got to keep it up. You got to keep it up. If it's not your true butt and you get an injection to give it a butt, you got to keep that up. You know, you're poisoning your system there, right? You know,
yeah.
If that's not your true breath, you know, you got to keep it up.
But see,
you
the
know,
thing is that they, what they what they not recognize is, excuse me, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're good.
One of the things that they're not recognizing, the advertisement that's been put out there in the world, the advertisement that's been put out there, they spent all this money on this and this and this and projecting this. They wouldn't even be recognized if it wasn't the advertisement. Okay?
That's right. Yeah.
And you're getting it wholesale.
Women, you remember when women with big butts used to be embarrassed? They used to be
embarrassed. Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
There was a time with girls who had big chests.
They would wear girls over their chest and their butt.
That's what I'm saying. They'd hold it all in because, you know, they felt like that wasn't attractive. And now it's kind of like the, you know, the little ladies, you know, they're the ones that are embarrassed because they don't have enough. So
no,
it's you know, it could go both ways, you know.
Yeah, it is something because people in society get mad at you. I mean, it was a time when people actually get mad at you. One second here. What's going on here?
I'm back on the air?
Yes. I'm about to see what just happened there because this is something that just happened. It's very weird at this point. One second. Ooh, what just happened here? Okay. Let me see. It seems to be a little setback here, but we're not going to allow that to get in our way. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. So one of the things that it's a path where we want relationships to be valuable and inheritance in the sense so that we can pass on. But if we don't have healthy experiences that we want to share, so often the things that we want to give the people actually spoils, right?
Yeah.
And people don't really see those things because they try to say, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to save this for myself, and then what I think I don't want to, you know, use for myself, then I give. But what happens is because there's no life in that, it tends to die. And the things that they think that they keep for themselves, they even end up giving to somebody, and the things that they want to give end up getting coming back to them. And that's not what they want a lot of times, you know. So what do you actually see in that when people talk about their relationships and try to give you their trash instead of giving you something that you can enjoy as they enjoy?
I think and I truly believe that if you keep getting the same thing that you don't want, then there's something in you that you've got to look at. You know, if you keep getting into these relationships that, you know, aren't satisfying, you know, do not promote, you know, well-being for yourself, you keep falling into the same old trap, you know, then you need to look at what you're presenting. You know, we had talked earlier, you know, you need to check the cover. You know, maybe, you know, the book is awesome. You know, once you open it up, you know, it's a wonderful story to be told. You know, but if you're spending a lot of time on the cover and you're getting the same stuff that, you know, is ungratifying, you know, not promoting health and wealth and well-being, you know, then something's wrong there. You know, and it's not always the other person. Sometimes it's us. And usually you really get what you're asking for. You really do.
That's
you know,
half the
in
battle.
A sense, you know, that's half the battle. You know what I'm saying? In a sense,
right.
You know, so you need to be weary. You know, if I keep picking up the same kind of men and they turn out to be jerks, then what am I doing wrong? Am I going to the wrong places? You know what I'm saying? The same character, that character will come to me. I say, wait a minute. He's got a different name, but he still, you know, is acting like so-and-so. So, no, I don't want to get involved with that. You know, and just say
you know,
no.
It's funny what we had a discussion earlier. Me and Tina had a discussion earlier about this, about the book. And she asked me this, how can I tell, you know, based on what I know, how do I know these components? And what I'm going to tell you, right, I'm going to tell you a couple of things. The first thing I'm going to say is we sit on just a book by its cover. But also, too, you may not want to touch a book that got boo-boo on it either. So it is something to be said about the experience. Now, this is something. If you see somebody flying next to you, if you say, hey, you're on an airplane, you flying. And the person said, I see you up there in the air. And you say, all right, okay, I hear you. If they're flying directly next to you on the opposite end of the plane, you would say they got a sensing ability. Because there's no way that a person can fly in the air without having a parachute or being in the plane, in a sense. Okay? So when you say, how do I know these components, right? Because I'm seeing certain things that come out of that, right? You know, I'm seeing a person that is recognizing what is there, recognizing what needs to be adjusted. And when a person recognizes these things as leverage, it becomes balance. And that becomes, you say, part of the stick that holds the tomato up, okay? And we know that's one of the most beautiful fruits that's out there, okay? And it needs a certain type of backbone or support. And so when you see those components coming together, you see how these things are married, you know? It's so often that we get caught up in people intelligence and we think the intelligence is there to infiltrate on us because it's so intelligent. We've been brainwashed that. You notice that? How people have been so brainwashed on people's intelligence like they're going to sabotage them because they know too much.
Yeah.
What do you take on that when people have a phobia of people being intelligent? What do you think about that?
That is interesting. That is really interesting. I met a person who was similar to that. I mean, he kept, like, you know, he was, but he thought that it was a step up for him. See, that's the thing. You know, he thought that because he met a woman who he thought was more intelligent than him, that was a step up for him, you know. And so what she was basically doing is she was, like, you know, catering, you know, I was, like, catering into that, you know, and then I said, wait a minute. You know, this personality, this thing, it's not at my level. You know, he's flying next to me, but you know he you know he's not able to hold himself up without me. You know, you want somebody who's like, you know, as authentic as you are. You know, you have to embrace learning, you know, and you want somebody who's on your same level, you know, when you're looking for a relationship.
Maybe he's vision impaired. Maybe he's vision impaired. He just needs you to grab his arm to guide him the direction. And he's feeling that he was stepping into his purpose. Is this right direction? Right or left? Going right?
There were some other signs there as well. So, there was, you know, there were some things that I needed to be concerned about, you know. It's just, you know, like being real. You have to really be real with people. You cannot pretend with people. And then when things happen, you say, oh, I didn't know. You know, you cannot pretend with people. You have to be really, you have to be real. You know, you have to say your piece, say it, you know, and don't wait until it's already done. And then you're like, oh, but, you know, it's kind of too late to go backwards. You know, we just need to go forward in this, you know.
Seems like that gentleman right there didn't know he was being executed within a relationship, but yeah.
He wasn't being executed. He was not being executed.
Yeah.
If a guy says he likes you and then he's calling you like 4 or 5 times a day, to me that's a little bit more than like. I mean, you just met me and you have to talk to me the 4 or 5 times a day. What did you do before you met me? You know, who were you? You know what I'm saying? It's like such a need. You know, those kind of things. You know, those kind of things.
Those things happening. That happens a lot. But depending on that individual, because I'm gonna explain something to you that you don't know that do that kind of thing, and they do it because they just that kind of person. They into what they're doing when they into what they're doing, and they feel like, hey, I'm gonna call you 15 times. I'm gonna call you 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm gonna call you like. That's what they do. And then with the crazy part about that is if the parties around have been so damaged and not used to those approaches, it looks like somebody with problems, right? It looks like something wrong with this person because they're just doing some things that are unusual. But guess what? Sometimes the exception that unusual is the one that's changing the formula, changing the greatness, changing the organic perception of the roller tiller, showing you better things. But if this person is amputated, and guess what? A blessing come in, and a blessing will leave out twice as fast as it came in when you mistreat a blessing.
But if I'm not looking for that, and that's not my type of person, I have a right as a human being to say, oh, no, that's not what I want. I don't want no one to step to me that way. Not that I've, you know, been so damaged. You know what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with me feeling damaged. It's kind of like, that's not what I want. I don't want that kind of attention. I mean, you know, a couple of calls, like, you know, if we're in that routine, if, you know, that's something that we're both feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh,
yeah,
you know,
I do.
But to call for, you know, a person's
she wants those type of people that she said like she wants appointment calls. Appointment, you know, you call this one time.
I'm not saying.
Don't call. You call twice a week.
That's right. Get on my calendar. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, but no, I'm just saying, you know, some women love that attention, and that's what they want. So maybe if I'm putting that out, you know, and I seem like that's what I need, then maybe I need to check me, because, you know, in reality, I'm feeling that that's too much, you know. But if someone else is reading me and they're reading that, oh, she looks like she needs this attention, or this is the type of person I am, you know, then I can choose, you know. And that's one thing, you know, just about knowing yourself, is that you know you have the right to make those choices, and you don't have to be apologetic to anyone. You don't have to ask permission. You know, you're able to make those choices and say, okay, that's not me. You know, that's not me. Oh, that's me. You know, that's where I want to get, you know.
Well, I'm going to tell people out there, it's a lot of people out there don't get one phone call, okay? Don't even get a phone call once a year. They're looking
right.
for a somebody conversation. They're looking, even if you made
that's
a mistake
right.
calling them, they appreciate that phone
I need
call.
I need to give him their number because, you know, he would be a good person for them. Yeah.
They said, why you took so long? You should have been gave the number up to them.
I'm sorry, I should have gave the number out. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's people out there so needy, needing attention. Everybody, we'd like to say thank you for Tina on this show. It's
thank
called
so
Satisfying the Greatness Within You. This is the host named Comedian Organic OK. We are getting to the end of the actual show program. And I'd like to say thank all your listeners for listening to this program. Yes, we're going to have different numbers of people on the program. We may have three. We may have four. We may have five. We may have six. One day you're going to be listening to so many people on the show program. You're going to be surprised. We're going to almost be like, hey, don't call us. We'll call you. But we haven't got to that day yet. We need all your phone calls, okay? Every one of those. Listeners, it's going to be a time where we open up the lines. We're going to allow you to comment on things that we are talking about in the subject matter. And guess what? We will respond back. But also, this is one of the things about this show. As you call in and we actually open the airways to talk, we don't have 3-5 minutes to let each person talk. It's going to have to be reduced into time. And it needs to come from an organic place. We don't want to say, hey, you stop. I want to come from an organic place where you can mention things that we're talking about on this show platform. Everybody, thank you for listening to this show program. I'd like to say thank my guest, co-host, Tina, for allowing this organic platform to be rollicking. Thank you. Everybody, you take
thank
care.
You.
Enjoy your time from wherever you're located, everyone in your organic life. And we will see you next episode coming up next week at 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Take care, everybody.
Bye.